Good morning and welcome to Public Affairs, a presentation of Sandhill Media Group, licensee for radio stations KUPI, KQPI, KUPY, KQEO, KSPZ, AM 980, KSNA, and KAOX. I'm your host, Marv Hepworth. Our guest this morning on Public Affairs is Kevin Bailey. You are with the United Way. What is your official title?
I'm the CEO of the United Way of Southeastern Idaho, based in Pocatello, but covering the 7 southeastern counties of Idaho.
We are talking about the Southeast Idaho Relief. Let's talk a little bit about what this organization is trying to do through a pretty rough patch in our country's history.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've partnered with justserve.org, which is a website where we can aggregate all volunteer opportunities related to COVID-19 relief for our community. So in southeastern Idaho, we've got a page up there. It's justserve.org/southeastidahorelief. And that's also linked on our United Way of Southeastern Idaho website. And basically what we've tried to do there is make it a one-stop shop for all local relief organizations, nonprofits, everything from volunteering to bring seniors and homebound individuals groceries and running errands so that they're less exposed. So all of that stuff is up there, and we've really been pushing out and kind of messaging to the community to go to that page. It's been a great partnership. JustServe.org folks have gotten that up very quickly and responsive to the needs. And, you know, we just try to be a connector and get volunteers where they're going to create the greatest impact.
What kind of work are they actually doing in these organizations?
We have everything up there from the Salvation Army with packing food boxes. And keep in mind with the social distancing regulations that all of these nonprofits are being conscious of that in those regulations. So they're taking small groups, using hygiene and sanitation practices to mitigate risk. But that's one example. Idaho Food Bank is in need of volunteers. You know, and then there's the more virtual stuff that you can do too without even leaving your home, such as calling for wellness checks for seniors at home who aren't getting that socialization that they normally get at senior centers, things of that nature. And of course, running errands and dropping off groceries for homebound individuals. So there's a little bit of everything up there. There's been groups making masks, homemade masks, for the general public to wear, non-medical masks, but at least something that can provide some level of protection for just kind of your everyday person. So there's lots of stuff up there of all types of opportunities. Yeah, so the United Way of Southeastern Idaho, along with the other United Ways across the state, including the United Way in Idaho Falls, it really is kind of a central place for identifying gaps and resources in our community, especially during an emergency situation like this. So we've been a part of a number of efforts, including participating on the Southeast Idaho Public Health Unified Task Command Task Force in the mornings, a daily briefing call, and we're really tasked with directing the community support branch of that operation to make sure that, you know, our community has the basic needs that folks need to get by, whether it's food, shelter, some of those basics, rental assistance, things of that nature. And so what we've done is we've put together a resource list on our website at unitedwaysei.org, where community members and other community advocates can go to find resources that we've compiled in this time of need under COVID-19.
Kevin, that's a great resource for people to find the help. But there's a lot of people that are expressing interest in wanting to reach out and do whatever they can in a volunteer way. That's also a great resource for them as well.
Yeah, in the volunteer realm, the JustServe.org partnership that we've created has been a great resource. And again, that URL is justserve.org/southeastidahorelief. And in that page, they'll find any type of organization that's doing COVID-19 relief in our area. Everything from, you know, hands-on volunteer opportunities to more virtual and socially distant opportunities that can help our community.
There's a lot of people that are out of work right now. This would be a great way to fill up some time until they can get back onto the job. And it always makes you feel a little better when you can volunteer and help out others.
Absolutely. Yeah. We really encourage, you know, one of our United Way mantras is give, advocate, and volunteer. So we would love to see the community jump in. And our community, just the response that we've gotten so far as we got that justserve.org release page up was just tremendous. And people have been going to that page in pretty high numbers and helping out. So we'd just like to encourage people to go check that page out and really get involved in whatever way they can. There's definitely a high need right now, whether it's packing food boxes or calling to check in on seniors for wellness checks.
All right, Kevin, once again, let's get that website so that we can make sure that people are aware where they can go to find those resources.
Yep, it's justserve.org/southeastidahorelief.
Excellent. Kevin, I'd like to thank you for being our guest this morning on Public Affairs. And again, make sure that you let us know if there's anything more that we can do.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Once again, our guest this morning has been Kevin Bailey with the Volunteer Center of Southeast Idaho Relief, part of the United Way. Thank you for tuning in to Public Affairs, a presentation of Sand Hill Media, licensee for radio stations KUPI, KQPI, KUPY, KQEO, KSPZ, AM 980, KSNA, and KAOX. Thanks and have a great day.